We tried about the idea over the past few years, Donald, went for it this year and thought it was very good, and we were very, very happy with it. At the present moment in time, there is no decision, but I would think that there will be multiple recipients next year again. I think it reached out to all sectors of our diaspora. We had business, we had sports, we had community, so it went across, and that's what we're looking for. We had no rules on the nominations, where they came from, until they come in. There was an independent board set up. They selected them and come back to ourselves at the Tipponilo our committee, and we were very happy to run with the recipients that they chose.
I'm sure in inviting nominations from members of the public, they'll come up with names and ideas that perhaps you mightn't have come up with yourselves if it was just an internal nomination process as such.
Yes, it was never intended to be somebody that Donegal County Council or the Tipponeal Committee would select. What we'd like to do is get our family and friends in Ireland to tell us about the diaspora, their friends and family that have been away for, should it be 5 years or 55 years, tell us about the diaspora out there, reach out to that diaspora. And that was really the way the Tip O'Neill Diaspora Award was set up, is to reach out to our diaspora and make a connection for Donegal.